See, I jinxed us because I said that we were doing the shorter topic today. And this one's my fault. I'll own that. That's on me.
It is a little bit shorter than it looks like from the stream live because we were live for a little bit before. It's still
2:16 on my end. So.
Yeah, it's okay. not that much less. No, I appreciate you trying to make me feel better, but no, I definitely jinxed us.
I don't have time this weekend to go through and do as much like narrowing down. The only reason why last week's episode was under 2 hours was because I like ADHD hyper focused on editing the video, and then was like, well, I spent so much time ADHD hyper focusing on editing the video that we might as well reuse this this work. But so it got it down to like a minute 50 or an hour 56 instead of like 2 hours and five or something. So but this week I have to write an entire fake assessment report, like educational assessment report, so that's what's happening instead.
That sounds almost as fun as the Zoom driver's ed classes that my kids have been taking. So, yeah.
Well, it'll hopefully be more fun. I'm going to get together with my partner from the class who actually lives locally. It's like a Zoom class. And so we have people from the Philippines, we have someone in Ireland, someone in Singapore. Oh, no, they're from Singapore, but they're in Oman. But I found somebody who lives like a 40-minute drive from me, and she was willing to come to me, which was really nice of her.
Wow.
So we'll actually do this in person, and giving these assessments is way easier in person. So I am definitely happy about that, but we're going to sort of pretend to be different types of student and then write a report about our results. So we'll see. I am like, I have lots of neurodiversity, but dyslexia is not one of them. So this particular like types of like reading tests and stuff, I'll have to figure out how I want to approach it, because otherwise I wouldn't give her a lot of opportunity to practice catching errors. My brain has trouble with other things.
My brain has trouble with a lot of things, but yeah.
Also, when you do a lot of like reading aloud in classes, like I had an English student for the better part of a year would get so anxious about half the time that we couldn't do anything other than read. And she had really severe dyslexia. So I would just be the audiobook, and then we would stop frequently and talk about it. So I got really good at reading aloud. And I would get into it, do the voices, you know, to try to put her a little bit more at ease.
And they pay big money for that, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, she was so anxious that they ended up having to do something else for her schooling. But she was doing well with it. She was learning from it and wrote some really good essays. And yeah, I can talk on and on about this stuff, so I won't. And also, you know, obviously need to make sure that I'm not giving any identifying information about anyone.
Yeah. But I mean, you're always careful about that. So. Yeah.
Grew up child of psychiatrists. So I was used to them talking like in general about stuff, but not specifically. My dad, especially, I never heard anything ever about any patient that he had, like at all. Whereas I would hear like non-specific stuff sometimes from my mom, or I would overhear her telling them to my dad because they were like consulting on it because they were both psychiatrists. But like my dad, nothing, never, ever. But he would talk to me about like psychoanalytic theory and stuff when I was majoring in psychology.
I never heard anything about my dad's work either, but he was like a loan executive at a bank and nobody wanted to hear about that.
Like, all right, I am done with this. Honestly, I kind of used my therapist as like supervision, essentially. That she was a neuropsychologist as well as a clinical psychologist. So she would do assessment and also like work with a lot of like she specialized in neurodiverse individuals and stuff like that. So I basically would spend like half the session on like every time on, so with my, this student and that student, and what do I do with this problem and blah, 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 as supervision. But she put up with it because it would often then circle around to talking about that as a way then getting around to my own things that we needed to be talking about. So, and I learned honestly a ton from that. So supervision is a, you know, thing that people do. These were also like, these were not like psychotherapy clients. They were students who I had, who I was not like under, for ones who I did need a release for, I had a release for, and other ones, it was just like, I'm teaching this student, in a classroom situation, which is a little different. But just to be clear, not breaking confidentiality on them. But obviously, yeah, when you're talking on a podcast, even if it's just like the Patreon bonus things, you want to be more careful.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you know, we don't want anybody to, you know, become content unexpectedly.
No.
Except for my children. My children are expected to become content. That's just how they are. But yeah, I'm not looking forward to teaching both of them to drive at the same time. That's not going to be.
Yeah, I should ask my.
It's just going to be a lot of driving. I'm not even worried about it. It's just a lot of time in the car. It's going to have to be, because they're both going to need to get like a requisite number of hours, and like, it's like we're just going to have to like find places to drive. Like, I'm not going to be able to just like use the excuse of, hey, you're going to drive me to the game store, because like that's not enough for like two people.
Right.
Like, you're going to drive me 15 minutes this way, you're going to drive me 15 minutes that way. That's not going to add up enough. I have to find like a game store in Connecticut or something. I don't know.
Just go for drives. Yeah. I don't really remember how we worked it, because I have a twin and we were learning to drive at the same time. Although I got my license sooner than he did. Because he ended up having to take a couple tries at it.
Yeah.
Which was not unexpected, because he has a lot of like spatial thinking difficulties, and not so much that he's an unsafe driver now, but it definitely took longer to
to get, and it's that common for neurodivergent people to have trouble with that the first time or the second time,
so. Or the 10th time, or the he definitely still drives more cautiously than I do, because he knows that he can't judge like how fast this car is coming as well, so he just has to assume it's coming fast,
yeah,
right? Because he doesn't actually, he can't quite tell in real time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're all very tired.
We're all exhausted. Yeah. Yeah.
We are all.
I don't know
how
you do that, like full 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. except for, well, like noon to midnight theory crafting thing at all. That's like,
well,
impressive.
She's only doing that 8 hours, and then she's like just basically on the phone with us, because she's going to be playing anyway.
Even so, it's like I could not play for 12 hours straight.
No.
Oh, I'm just playing the wrong part of it.
That's not less. That's not less hard, I don't think.
Yeah, that's not making it better. Let's see. Sorry. All right, we're going to rate Bob Mexico, because he seems to be the only one streaming right now. But I think we rated him last week, which is not to say that you shouldn't go watch Ron Mexico, because he's awesome. But I think we rated him last week, and I would try to find someone else this week. But there isn't anybody else, because it's Friday night. So Ron Mexico's great, so you should go watch him. And we will see you next week. Should be back on normal time, unless we're not. And have a great night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.